Hey, you want that to go?
You might say our two news takeouts this hour both involve sports and are both bigger than simply sports. Cindy Gallup joins us, advertising consultant and friend of The Takeaway. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
And Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway sports contributor here as always.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, Cindy, let's talk about Tiger Woods for a moment. He announces that he's taking a hiatus from golf, which, of course, hurts the PGA, which has its own branding issues. And then Accenture, the consulting company, decided it does not want to continue its professional relationship with Tiger Woods, undoubtedly a lucrative deal. First of all, how damaged is Tiger as a brand, do you think?
Well, I have to tell you, John, that all depends, to be frank, on the brand that is interested in associating itself with the Tiger Woods brand. And if I were Accenture, I would not be dropping Tiger Woods at all. And the reason for that is Accenture, quite frankly, put a pretty spuriously linked campaign in place when they began working with Tiger a number of years ago, in the sense that they took somebody who is obviously very well known for fantastic sporting performance and drew analogies between his performance and their performance in the realm of business. The irony is that, obviously, whatever you think of what Tiger Woods has been doing, that fantastic sporting performance hasn't changed. And so this is actually a moment for Accenture's campaign association with Tiger to come into its own. This is absolutely how they could demonstrate that every single business, every single brand can hit very, very rough waters every once in a while. And B, this should absolutely be also how they demonstrate their fantastic abilities and skills as strategic business consultants in terms of how they help brands and businesses address those choppy waters.
So Accenture should basically say, hey, folks, it's about performance. That's what we're about. But I guess the ultimate irony here is that Accenture, the name, came from a brand shift that took place in the wake of the Enron scandal when Arthur Andersen was suddenly degraded as a name and they had to come up with a new name themselves.
So they absolutely know about brand reversals of fortune. And I believe that they would demonstrate their abilities best as terrific strategic business consultants if they were to apply those to how you might address Tiger Woods' brand reversal of fortune.
Is this, in some sense, Cindy Gallup, and of course, as an advertising consultant, you're experienced in this as a whole strategy, is this a critique of the whole celebrity endorsement focus of advertising and, you know, where it can really go wrong?
John, I believe it is, but it all depends on what you consider going wrong, because to some extent, it's a bit ridiculous to go, we're going to associate ourselves with and leverage the hell out of a relationship with a celebrity, but the minute they put one foot out of line, and literally in Tiger's case quite a lot out of line, that's that. There should be much more fundamental, very good reasons why you create a celebrity partnership in the first place, as opposed to the very spurious and tenuous links that a lot of businesses and brands come up with. And if there are very fundamental reasons for why you believe that relationship is a productive one, then there should be an acknowledgement of the fact that celebrities are also humans, and there should be a preparedness to find a way to actually potentially genuinely help each other, whoever's going through the reverse of the fortune.
Indeed, and the takeaway there, Cindy Gallup, and thanks so much for joining us this morning, is that the relationship has to be real, it has to be meaningful. If it's not, it really sort of doesn't matter, because celebrities are human like everyone else.
That's right, and if it's not, it doesn't really exist in the real world. We're going to move now to more sports with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. And Ibrahim, there's other things going on besides Tiger Woods and other sports. We've got, it seems like every single week, not only do we learn that we still have the Indianapolis Colts and the New Orleans Saints undefeated, but we're also getting closer to narrowing down who's going to end up in the playoffs.
So we've made some history this weekend. The Colts and the Indianapolis Saints are 13-0.
The Indianapolis Colts and the New Orleans Saints.
Exactly. I'm sorry. That was a great miss. I'm sorry. Thank you for that. But they joined seven teams in NFL history to make it to 13-0. That's amazing. And also the Indianapolis Colts also 22 consecutive wins, which is also an NFL record.
That's if you go back to last season, right? Count all the regular season last year.
So that's pretty amazing. And this is the first time in NFL history that two teams have gone 13-0 in the same season.
So that's an amazing thing. But, I mean, everyone's assuming, of course, they're going to be in the playoffs. But we know more about who else might show up.
So now we're getting a better picture of what's happening in the NFL. We know that those two teams are the top two teams. The Minnesota Vikings are one of the, also the premier teams. The San Diego Chargers are a premier team. And then you start to get in an area of sort of a murky area. The Philadelphia Eagles are tough. The Cincinnati Bengals are tough. And then you start to suss out who's fighting for a wild card spot. And that's where it gets a little more interesting. In the AFC, you have three teams, the Ravens, the Dolphins, and the Jets, that are still, oddly enough, in position to be in the playoffs. And in the NFC, the Packers and the Cowboys are have the wild card spot locked up, it seems. But the Cowboys have been in a December free-for-all, much like the last couple of years. The Cowboys are the most hyped-up team in NFL history, and they haven't won a playoff game in the entire decade.
They can't play in December.
Exactly.
You know, on this whole Tiger Woods thing, though, why is the NFL immune from this single-character kind of issue? Golf depends on Tiger Woods. Basketball depends on Michael Jordan. The NFL, somehow its business model doesn't depend on Troy Aikman or Tom Brady.
I think part of that is because there's so many players in the NFL, and players could literally disappear in a game, in a moment. An injury could wipe out your season, your career in an instant. So if you put all this stock into one player, you're simply not going to do it. Now, Peyton Manning is as close as it gets to a sort of an omnipresent person in the NFL and in the advertising world.
But still, you know, if he suddenly, you know, shacked up with somebody, it's not going to affect the NFL.
It wouldn't affect the NFL, and especially if
but
they went undefeated.
But he has a clean-cut-ish image.
He does have a clean-cut image. But he is the golden boy, but the new golden boy is Drew Brees, and looked for them, too, to be the golden boys going forward for the Super Bowl.
Okay, thanks. Brees, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is a Takeaway Sports contributor. Coming up, we're going to talk with Elizabeth Warren about TARP. She's the head of TARP, and we're going to start the series of Life in Fine Print with her.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.